Welcome, everybody. It's time once again to climb aboard the sales pipeline as Matt Hines, our host, tries to build a sales pipeline machine for you here because he's the mad scientist that knows how to do this.
That's a pretty good segue today, Paul. You know, I don't know if you saw the notes. We're talking about revenue funnel science.
I just might have.
Very impressive. Well, thank you very much, Paul. Thanks for the intro. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today on Sales Pipeline Radio. Really appreciate everyone being here. If you're listening to us live on the Sales Lead Management Radio Network, thank you for joining us. We are live every Thursday at 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific. And if you're joining us through the podcast, thank you very much for joining us as well. I am continued to be shocked and awed and humbled by the number of people that are finding us online through iTunes Store and Google Play and checking out what we've got in store. Every week we are featuring a new expert in sales and marketing, mostly in the B2B world, and we're talking about what's new, what's great, what's latest to help you hit your number. And as we sit here today recording this show, it is the first Thursday of August 2017. We're only 7 months into the year. So, you know, we've got 5 months to go. But I can tell you that, you know, the echoes of 2018 are already starting to rear their ugly head. People thinking the Q4 is right around the corner. We literally, in our management team meeting earlier this week, started talking about our 2018 planning meeting, which we usually do at the end of September, so that we've got Q4 to start working on things that we want to gear up for. So it's all coming together. Never too early to start thinking about what's ahead. Never too early to evaluate what you're doing and what's working and what's not, which is one reason of many I'm excited to have our guest here today with us. We're joined today on Sales Pipeline Radio by Steve Will, who's the vice president of FunnelWise. And FunnelWise, fantastic platform providing revenue funnel diagnostics across platforms in B2B, looking at CRM, looking at marketing, looking at a variety of different platforms, and helping you better understand what's working, what's not. And Steve, first of all, thanks very much for joining us on Sales Pipeline Radio today.
Matt, yes, thanks for having me. I'm very excited to join you. I don't know how often you have guests from the Silicon Prairie, the Midwest, but we're going to represent the day. Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you for representing the solid Midwest, the Des Moines. I think you guys are in Des Moines, Iowa, I believe.
We are, Des Moines, Iowa.
That's fantastic. Yeah, most of my family is from the Midwest. I was out in Des Moines a couple years ago for a wedding. I think Des Moines, Iowa, and Spokane, Washington, believe it or not, I think I feel like have a lot in common just for a variety of different reasons. But great town out there. Silicon Prairie, I had not heard of before. But let's talk about revenue funnel science. I think I like this topic. I think you guys have put a lot of great content and a lot of great insights into this. If you want to learn more about this topic and what we're talking about today, definitely check out funnelwise.com. But I think there's the idea, whether we call it marketing performance management or revenue funnel science, the idea that we need to look beyond just individual campaign performance is really starting to get momentum. Talk a little bit about what do you guys mean when you use the term revenue funnel science? Where did that come from, and why do you consider that to be so important?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, you've seen the explosion in marketing and sales technology that's happened over the last few years. And it's really resulted in a number of problems that include, you know, outdated information or too much data, maybe even lack of visibility in the ever popular misalignment between marketing and sales and other organizations that are, you know, operating in silos. And we experienced this at our previous organization. So most of us here at FunnelWise worked for a company called Submittal Exchange, which sold to the commercial construction industry, software as a service to the commercial construction industry. And, you know, we were power users of Salesforce and used a number of marketing automation tools. And those tools are very, very powerful. They do a great job of answering questions about, you know, what's happening right now or what's happening in the past, but they don't do as good of a job answering the forward-looking questions and helping you understand the story your data is telling. And that's why we decided to create revenue funnel science, and of course it pairs well with the technology.
So we're drowning in data as marketers and salespeople today. I mean, we have data all over the place. We've got data in our CRM system. We've got data in our marketing automation platforms. Making sense of that data together, though, can be somewhat of a challenge. So, and this is, I want to talk a little bit about some of the, I don't know if I'd call them objections, but certainly some of the reasons why some marketers and sales executives have not really moved towards more of a funnel science or more advanced marketing performance management approach. Talk a little bit about the gap between having data in silos in those different tools that you may be using and being able to manage that data together to tell a more meaningful story.
Yeah, absolutely. All too common for quickly growing organizations or organizations with a lot of pressure on them to grow to operate in silos. And what I mean by that is, you know, marketing and marketing leaders, they will operate in their marketing automation tool or other technologies that are designed just for marketers. And on the flip side, sales leaders and sales operations leaders, they'll operate in Salesforce or other CRMs where they're looking to get the answers. And there's really, even though they talk to each other, even though you can have a, you know, immediate one-to-one connection, there's really not a single place to look at your revenue funnel holistically from the very top to the very bottom. And so it can, you know, when folks aren't looking at funnel diagnostic software or software to look at their funnel holistically, that's where some of the problems happen. You know, for instance, only 57% of their sales reps hit quota, and that's coming from CSO Insights last year, or 79% of marketing leads never make it to the sales stage. That's from Marketing Sherpa. And so there really is a need for marketing and sales and other business leaders to sit down and have a conversation on a regular basis about looking at their funnel holistically.
Speaking today on Sales Pipeline Radio with Steve Will, joining us live from the Silicon Prairie and specifically at FunnelWise, talking about revenue funnel science. You know, I think I'd love to hear like some of the stories that your early adopters are telling. And I think it's been interesting for me as we talk to companies that are embarking down a path of telling a more sophisticated but more actionable story about what's happening in their pipeline, making adjustments throughout the sales and marketing world to have, you know, that are embracing better revenue responsibility. I like hearing what some of those companies, not only hearing who they are as the innovators in our space, but also why did they buy? Like, what is the story that they're telling themselves? What's the story that they've told the organization? Not just about why we're going to buy and invest in FunnelWise to tell a better story about what's happening in our pipeline, but, you know, what does that say about what those marketers are trying to do and the way that they're trying to manage sales and marketing? What are some themes that you've heard from your customers that might help other companies sort of tell their own story and build a case for implementing tools like this moving forward?
Yeah, I think it ties in nicely with maybe a comment that one of your previous guests made a few weeks ago. I was listening to the podcast with Sherry Johnston from Radius, and she made a number of really good comments, but one that really stood out to me is not only is marketing changing from awareness and corporate marketing, they're now starting to be more responsible for revenue generation and moving deals not only for MQLs but through the pipeline. And so for the marketing organizations that, you know, understand that desire and that need and are getting out in front of that, that's really where we're able to hear the great story. So they've brought their sales counterparts to the table. They've sat down and mapped out a blueprint. They've started to mature on the revenue funnel science maturity model a little bit. And, you know, some of the stories, here's a story from a previous organization, and that is, you know, a while ago there was an organization that measured their success by how fast they were going, and they put speedometers up on the wall and then they used numbers to calculate, you know, how many MQLs were being created, and if they were hitting their goal, they were going 100 miles an hour, and for the sales team, if they were making their revenue number, they were going 100 miles an hour. Well, what ended up happening is the marketing team they were celebrating and popping the champagne and riding around on rollerblades because they were going 120 miles an hour. But on the flip side, the sales team, they were struggling. They were at 60 and 70% of goal. So although they wanted to be excited for their marketing counterparts, there was obviously a disconnect there. And so they needed to sit down and have a great conversation about how they can mature with their maturity model and come together to drive revenue.
You mentioned some of those conversations that are happening internally between sales and marketing. I mean, you know, independent of having an initiative, independent of having the technology, yet simply asking the right question sometimes can help generate some organic demand. Like you get your CFO to start saying, well, maybe I shouldn't just manage marketing based on leads and based on, you know, MQLs. Maybe I should be looking at a deeper, more sophisticated metric. Maybe I shouldn't assume that the six-figure deal was closed because of the white paper download. Maybe there are more touches than that. How do I figure that out? So sometimes by asking those questions, you start to generate that sort of organic internal need. Talk a little bit about, you know, this. You mentioned the maturity model. I know you guys have been really smart in the way you've thought about this. This is not a black or white thing. You don't go from not doing this to having, you know, sort of a super bleeding edge type of system. What is the maturity model you think about with revenue funnel science, and how does that make it easier for companies interested in this to start to get their feet wet?
Yeah, the maturity model is something that we've definitely put some effort into. And I do have a couple comments on that. It's, you know, as far as the questions that organizations are asked to understand if they need to start looking at something like this, you know, the marketing team should be asking themselves, you know, do they know what happens to leads after they're handed off to sales? And is there a formal handshake process between sales and marketing? And then, of course, those questions the sales team can be asking themselves, and even the finance team that could be asking. So, you know, does your finance team, do they keep a close watch over the number of paying customers only, or do they know exactly how the customer, the journey they go through to get there? So those are some of the questions that the individual organizations can ask to see if they have a challenge. As far as the maturity model, you know, we really see it. There's maybe six or seven levels. And that first level is that what we talked about already, that desire and need to change. So marketing is changing. Sales needs more for marketing. Marketing's budget is growing. They're being held responsible for revenue. So that's the first thing the organization needs to understand, that they do need to change and have that desire to change. The second step is implementing the technology and establishing a blueprint. So your CRM and your marketing automation tools, and then establishing a funnel blueprint, which means sitting down with all the stakeholders of the organization and clearly defining how leads and opportunities move through each stage of the funnel. Interestingly enough, when we start talking to folks, if we start talking with sales first, of course, they can always name off their sales stages and what it means to move opportunities through, but very rarely do they know what's happening farther up the funnel and the definition of those marketing stages. So again, sitting down with all the parties and establishing that blueprint. Then it kind of moves on to capturing and measuring the key metrics, goal planning and analysis, and eventually you can get to forecasting and attribution, and then the very top is benchmarking and optimization. So, you know, we've got detailed thoughts on each one of those stages. Matt, I didn't want to talk too long here, but yeah, that's how we see organizations mature through revenue funnel science.
I think it's a smart way to think about it. And if you want to learn more about the Revenue Funnel Science Maturity Model, definitely encourage you to check out funnelwise.com. That's just FUNNELWISE.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage and you're going to see some great downloads. You're going to see a guide to revenue funnel science overall, and then a step-by-step guide to this maturity model that Steve's been talking about here. Steve, we're going to have to take a break here in a second, but tell me a little more about how you guys have sort of eaten your own dog food. What are some of the things, insights that you've been able to identify through your own sales and marketing efforts that you might not have been able to achieve without this kind of a discipline?
Yeah, that's absolutely a great question. And you know, it wouldn't be fair to say that there's no friction between the organizations at FunnelWise. I mean, there's a healthy amount of friction, yeah. No matter what your organization is. Sometimes it can be good and sometimes it can be bad. And I think we have a good level of friction. So, you know, when we first sat down and mapped out our process, we talked a lot about the funnel stages. You know, should there be maybe a sales accepted stage, or what exactly are we going to count as our target market, and who are the personas we want to go through? It was great to have sales and marketing sit down and do that together.
That's great. Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here, pay some bills. We'll be right back with a lot more with Steve Will from FunnelWise talking about revenue funnel science. Take a couple minutes. We'll be right back. Sales Pipeline Radio.
It's no longer enough for B2B marketers to feed their sales team with qualified leads, supply them with content, and bid them good luck the rest of the way. Today's full funnel marketers are actively working side by side with the sales team throughout every stage of the buying journey and sales process, embracing revenue responsibility and measuring their impact based on not just sales pipeline contribution, but marketing influence on closed business and direct revenue growth. Download your free copy of Matt Hines' latest book, Full Funnel Marketing, at HeinzMarketing.com. That's H-E-I-N-Z marketing.com. Is your content showing less than stellar performance? Is it not bringing in the return you hope for? It might be time to revitalize your content marketing engine. Get the recording for the Modern Marketers Workshop, Content That Converts, and start creating content that makes a visible impact on your pipeline. A fully online, on-demand workshop that includes an interactive workbook, the presentation slides, and templates, all for $195. Don't reinvent the wheel. Instead, visit www.heinzmarketing.com/workshops. That's H-E-I-N-Z marketing.com, and spice up your content marketing plan now.
All right, and after you look at the tuning up your sales engine, you might look at the whole machine here with Matt and his team as well here. The mad scientists who can help you put together a revenue, or master this revenue funnel science that they're talking about today here.
Hey, you know, when you think of mad scientists, I always think about like crazy hair, right?
Yes.
Which if any one of you have seen a picture of me or met me, like, you know that that's not possible anymore for me. But I appreciate the effort, Paul, as always.
You know what, I'm wondering is I'm a child. I came of age in the 80s here, you know, so I saw the movie Weird Science, and that's what I picture, some beautiful girl being made by a couple of kids in a science experiment here or something. So
that's just a classic. Classic 80s movie. My goodness. We should do a whole episode on terribly sort of just, I guess, stereotypical 80s music. That would just be awesome. Just take a total left turn from Sales Pipeline Radio and talk about just Molly Ringwald for 30 minutes.
Let's do it. Oh, my goodness. I love Molly
Ringwald.
Sounds fun.
All right. Well, before we do that, let's get back to Sales Pipeline Radio. Thanks again for joining us. We got more here with Steve Will from FunnelWise. If you like what you're hearing today, you want to share this conversation with others in your organization, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. At iTunes Store and the Google Play Store. You can also find every single episode of Sales Pipeline Radio available on demand anytime at salespipelineradio.com. Coming up in the next couple weeks, next week we're going to be featuring Mark Granofsky. He's the president and CEO of G2 Planet. We're going to be talking about event management, event marketing, and a smarter, better way of managing your events. Very much tied into our conversation today, not letting any of your marketing and sales efforts go be managed in the silo, but ensuring you're doing that in a way that you increase yield and throughput. And then the following week, we've got James Thomas, who's the CMO of Allocadia Software, another player in the space doing a lot of great work around marketing performance management and especially tied into accounting and measuring where your dollars are going. But I want to continue today with Steve Will, who's the vice president for FunnelWise, doing some great work in revenue funnel diagnostics. And, you know, Steve, before the break, we were talking about sort of where the rubber meets the road on this, and as companies start to implement, you sort of touched on something that I want to cover a little further, the fact that, you know, best laid plans don't always survive first contact with the battlefield. And even if you've got a great strategy and a great idea around better managing your pipeline, that's not always going to be easy. And there's probably still going to be friction and challenges within the organization. You referenced a little, you know, even just inside your own organization, which, you know, we certainly see as well. But with your clients, what are some of the common challenges that people see that others should be aware of as they go down this path, knowing that those challenges may come up so they're better prepared to address some of those to continue the momentum forward?
You know, it definitely happens. Again, especially, you know, things that could be going great and you're cruising along, going to make your revenue number. But that's not always the case. You know, a lot of times there are bumps in the road where it appears that there's going to be challenges ahead. And even the most aligned organizations, that's going to, you know, start causing some additional friction, possible finger pointing and such. So I think what's important is to, you know, again, you hear me, this is a common theme, sitting down together on a regular basis. And as fact, as you mature through revenue funnel science, we talk about meeting cadences and who should sit down in the meetings and who should be involved in that and what the topics are that should be discussed. So we do talk about that in the complete Revenue Funnel Science book. As you mentioned, it can be downloaded from FunnelWise. But it really comes down to sitting down and pinpointing the strategies that sales and marketing need to take together. So, for example, maybe the sales should sit down and pinpoint their top sales reps and examine what they're doing differently and compare their actions to what the average to low performing reps are doing. You know, look at things like conversion, velocity, and volume at each stage per reps to see who might be falling behind. You know, sometimes it could be they have too much work or maybe not enough. And then for marketing, you know, they should track marketing leads through every touch they've had through the entire funnel, and that includes the sales stages. Identify where they exit and why, and then identify the marketing source leads that convert to closed deals, and then put some more resources behind that. Also, something that folks don't think about is look at what's not working. Oftentimes, we're focused on what's working and trying to repeat that, which is important. But look at what's not working. Make sure you have some sort of process or diagnostic in place where you can look and see where leads are falling out of your funnel, where they're leaking out of your funnel, and then how they're being nurtured and what's happening to them after they're nurtured. I think a lot of people miss that because there's so much pressure for new revenue and just what's working well.
Let's talk a little bit about the tools required to make this possible. Clearly a tool like FunnelWise can sit atop other systems to make better sense of what's working. But what are some of the common platforms that FunnelWise is pulling from that are helping marketers and sales professionals manage their sales and marketing better and that provide for better data and insights to move the needle forward?
Yeah, and you mentioned a couple earlier, and we've talked about them throughout the show today too. So absolutely, marketing automation and CRM are probably the two biggest tools, and I would say that any organizations that's looking to make some impactful growth, they're definitely have those tools in place. You know, business intelligence is nice to have as well, and BI, you know, they provide data that's helpful to revenue funnel science, but it's not a one-stop solution when it comes to managing your funnel. Typically, it's just looking at a snapshot and visibility only is what BI offers. And then, of course, there's Excel and PowerPoint. Those are regular tools that almost every organization uses. And then you hit the nail on the head, Matt. There's definitely funnel diagnostics and intelligence software out there as well. And that needs to be implemented. You know, there's one thing that I'd like to comment as well is lots of places to get visibility, including all the tools that we just mentioned with the funnel diagnostic software. And we have found that that's not enough. Visibility into this information is not enough. Again, there's stories that your data tells, good and bad. You need to be able to understand the story that the data is telling and then take action on it and then measure that action to make sure you're getting the results that you're talking about. And a good funnel diagnostic software or organization should help with those processes as well, not just visibility.
Awesome. We're wrapping up today, next few minutes, with Steve Will from FunnelWise. And Steve, this next question is the Paul the Producer question, the Mount Rushmore of sales. Every guest now gets to ask this question. If you were to decide which three or four faces, are going to sit on top of the Mount Rushmore of sales, who goes up there? Who are the people that you believe have had the biggest impact on sales? Who are the people that have had the biggest impact perhaps even on you as well?
Oh, wow. I should have listened to more podcasts to be better prepared for that question. So, all right, excellent. Sorry about that. The four faces on Mount Rushmore. Well, you know, there's definitely the organizations that we partner with FunnelWise that are sales and marketing related. Let's see, man, I should have been more prepared for this question. I'm going to have to say the leader of our organization, Matt Osnick, he's obviously been pretty influential. I would say that building out a sales organization, an inside sales team, would be Trish Bertuzzi from the Bridge Group. I think she's got a lot of great content, just a very valued speaker. I would also probably put Aaron Ross in that category when it comes to, you know, driving demand and you know, organic demand from the sales organization. So I'm going to go with those three, and then, you know, you got to stay with George Washington. I'm not going to replace him.
George Washington, he gets a permanent spot on the Mount Rushmore. I don't care the topic. The Mount Rushmore for manufacturing, Mount Rushmore for podcasting technology. George Washington stays on Mount Rushmore. Yes, it's very important. Okay, well, I think those are great, and it's amazing. Wait, at some point we should probably start like counting, right, Paul? We should probably start keeping track of exactly. Who comes up most. list often.
We're going to have to carve some more. We're going to find some more mountains nearby there and carve more faces.
We got all kinds of granite. We got granite everywhere, so we're going to be good. But, yeah, people like Trish Bertuzzi certainly seem to come up a lot. I guess last question for you, Steve. You know, as you think about, you know, your career and as you continue to learn and sort of you know, continue to move up the food chain, what are the things that you are prioritizing from a learning perspective? What are you doing to keep yourself, you know, on the leading edge, to keep yourself abreast of new best practices and what's happening in the market?
Yeah, you know, that's not hard because our industry is moving so quickly that you can jump in and learn from just about anywhere and any topic. So I think, you know, account-based marketing is definitely something that's on a lot of folks' mind. And, of course, marketing attribution comes up quite a bit. But it's more about what's coming next and how artificial intelligence is going to, you know, play a role in sales and marketing. And I think the best way to do that is to, you know, learn from your peers, make sure you network when you go to different events, and most importantly, learn from your friends, your foes, your competitors, and the people that maybe are in a role that that you manage, because there's great ideas from up on top of the organizations and coming from underneath as well.
All right, I said that was going to be the last question, but I have one final question. For our episode next week, which we're just going to make up and do about 80s movies, do you have a favorite movie from the 80s? Is something pop out? And even if you get like late 70s, early 90s, that's okay too. Like general 80s genre. There's a clear genre there. Do you have an 80s movie that pops out as one of your favorites?
Well, you know, I mean, this would be no surprise to anybody that knows me, but I, you know, was born in the late 60s, grew up in the 70s and 80s. And Star Wars is the way to go, and it's the original Star Wars, of course.
Yeah.
You know, the first three, episodes 4, 5, and 6, those are the ones that I will sit down and watch anytime.
I think that's fantastic. Clearly, the first Star Wars, 77, but then you got early and mid-80s for the Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Someone told me once that they had read that there was an individual on a blog who recommended how to watch the movies in chronological sequence that isn't based on the episodes. It was actually based on, like, what things happen and when things get discovered, so you don't, like, learn any secrets too early. What I thought was funny about that is, like, episode one was not part of the list at all. It's just forgot that episode one existed and just move on to the other six that at least exist so far. Well, thanks very much joining us today, Steve Will from FunnelWise. Some great insights on revenue funnel science. If you like what you heard today, definitely check them out, funnelwise.com. They got a lot of great resources you can download, a lot of great information to help you think more and better understand the potential revenue funnel diagnostics in your organization. You get any of these past episodes from Sales Pipeline Radio, salespipelineradio.com. Make sure you subscribe to us. Don't miss a single episode, even if you can't check us out live at the iTunes Store and the Google Play. Next week, we haven't decided. We're either going to have Mark Granofsky talking about event management, or we just might go rogue and just do 80s movies. Maybe we should take a vote. Anyway, don't have time for a vote now. We got to take off. Thanks very much for my great producer, Paul. This is Matt Hines. Thanks for joining us. Take care. Sales Pipeline Radio.
Once again, you've been flying with the force. The force that is Matt Hines, Hines Marketing, on Sales Pipeline Radio.